The Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey is a leading provider of advanced reproductive technologies, sharing its knowledge with you. It's time for Fertility Talk with RSCNJ. Here's Melanie Cole.
Anyone who's heard the conception advice, just relax and it'll happen, may wonder if stress really plays a role in how soon you'll be able to get pregnant. There may be more to this statement than previously thought. My guest today is Hina Ahmed. She's a physician assistant at the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Hina. So is there a role that stress plays in fertility, or can fertility cause stress? Do they go back and forth?
Hi, Melanie. Good to talk to you again. I love this topic because it is a very important topic, and stress does play a role in getting pregnant and also during infertility treatment. So it's really important to address it and to be aware of it and be able to, you know, channel patients in the right direction of what needs to be done in order to reduce stress levels. What we know is that stress does decrease the chances of getting pregnant. So if you have a very stressful lifestyle, it can decrease your chance of pregnancy. Exactly how it decreases the chances of pregnancy, that's one thing that not much is out there about. But we know that it plays a role. And before going through infertility treatments or, progressing to the point where you come in and see a doctor about being able to get pregnant, it is important to try to reduce the amount of stress in your life as much as possible. And then also during infertility treatments, because they can be very stressful, they are very time-consuming sometimes, and it does require a lot of commitment as part of time and money and emotion. It can be very stressful as well. And so, you know, I want to be able to talk a little bit today about how people and patients can help, you know, basically kind of streamline their fertility treatments and make it a little bit easier. And what are the support systems in place in order for that to happen?
So, Hina, what kinds of stressors are we talking about? Do these have to be big life stressors, real financial worries, or death of a loved one, that kind of thing? Or can it be just the busy job stressors, kids, things going on?
Honestly, Melanie, it could be either. You know, it could be a very stressful situation that you're in currently, which could include like a death of a family member, or, you know, you're moving to a different state. We know these things cause a lot of stress in people. It could also be something minor. You know, you just have a difficult boss, or you have a difficult coworker, and you're having a hard time with them. These things, you know, increase cortisol levels in our body, increase kind of our fight or flight response, which can sometimes, you know, there's no definitive, but these things may be affecting the way that your body is functioning, your hormones are functioning, and causing you to have a decreased chance of pregnancy. So it is important to recognize those stressors, and those certain stressors you cannot take away, you know, and you can't, if someone passes away in your family, you have to deal with that, but you have to also recognize that that is a stress in your life right now, and maybe you need to wait until that stress calms down before you can move forward.
So how can they reduce the stress related to infertility if there's somebody in treatment? Let's speak first about the stress that goes along with those kinds of treatments.
So when a patient is in treatment, and it depends, you know, certain treatment plans are not as stressful as others, and some treatment plans are a little bit more involved. And it requires, like I said, a time commitment, emotional commitment, and a financial commitment. And we know that all three things, time, emotion, and money are sometimes difficult to come by. And so if this is causing a stress in your life, you know, again, first step is to recognize it. And second step is to seek out help for these things. Where can I get help? A lot of people ask me, well, what can I do? You know, your fertility practice is the best practice to talk to you about how to really alleviate some of these stresses. For example, you know, in our practice, and I can speak to some of the things that we have in place in our practice, is that if you're feeling emotionally drained, or you're feeling that, you know, emotionally this is a taxing process for you, there are psychologists that we work with, and there are people that you can talk to. And, you know, we work very closely with the patients as well, you know, being a support system for them. The nurses are a support system. The the providers are a support system, but sometimes you need someone outside of the fertility practice, and we have psychologists outside of the fertility practice that we work with that are very, very skilled at dealing with patients with infertility. You know, we talk about the time commitment, and sometimes it's difficult because you have a full, few people have a full-time job. You need to have insurance, and you need to have money in order to do fertility treatments. But sometimes speaking to your boss or speaking to the people that you work with, you will find that a lot of people are very understanding, and they know that either they know of someone that's gone through treatment, they may have gone through something similar themselves, and when you start to talk to people, you realize that you know, you're not alone in this boat, and there is a support system at work in place for you. And then when we talk about financial stressors, there are, you know, things that we can help with finances, and I know within our practice we have financial options and payment plans and things like that that we can, you know, certainly help guide you towards as ways to make things more affordable. You know, the treatments do get expensive, but we are here to help, and we're always there for our patients. So if there's anything in any way that is causing a stress to the patient, we want to know, and we will definitely give you an outlet to help. And just to touch upon some other things that help as well while you're in cycle and a patient is maybe feeling stressed out, you know, again, sometimes it helps to kind of remove yourself from the fertility practice and do things outside of the fertility practice. And things like exercising, you know, that releases a lot of endorphins, which also helps reduce stress. Acupuncture is great. Massage therapy is very good. Meditation is awesome, you know. Just being able to take some time for yourself out of your busy day, out of everything that's going on, and just really just focus on yourself, you know, and some other things could be support groups as well. There is a very well-known support group called Resolve, which you can go to resolve.org, and they have message boards, and they have meetings where you can go to and speak to other people undergoing the same, issues and undergoing infertility treatment. So these are all things that patients can do in addition to speaking to your fertility practice about the other issues that will help reduce stress as well.
What about the people who are just starting to try and get pregnant and they hear that old adage, just relax, have a lot of sex? What do you tell them before they would start treatments about hearing that message, and do they really connect?
So it's funny that you bring that up, because a lot of patients do come in and tell me that, oh, everyone's been telling me this, and it's actually making me more stressed out, and I can't relax because, you know, I feel like I should be able to get pregnant if I just relax. Everyone keeps saying that, you know? So it's interesting that you actually bring that up. But, you know, for a patient who's starting off in treatment, I think it's just very important to, again, have that support system. Don't feel like you have to keep this a secret from people. You know, speak to your friends, your family members, people that are you're close to, so they understand what's going on with you as well. I mean, I think, unfortunately, even after coming so far with fertility treatments and things, it's still a very taboo subject in a lot of patients' homes. And, you know, it's simple as, like, speaking to your mom about it or your sister. It's not easy, and people don't want to bring it up. But, you know, sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and be able to speak to people. You need that support during this time. It's not something that's easy to go through alone. People do it, but it's easier when you have a support system. And that's my advice to any person who would start off with fertility treatment, is to get, you know, and you'll find that it's so much easier when you have someone to vent to.
And, you know, what about the spouse? Because sometimes that's a source of stress, too, when you're not sure which one of you has maybe a fertility issue, or the spouse gets more upset that it's not happening as quickly. Or what do you say when it's the couple trying to deal with this together?
Well, I think that what's important during this time is that there is an open conversation that occurs, you know, between the couple, and that they recognize that whatever happens, like, we're in this together and we need to support each other. And, you know, we realize that, you know, and I think that's like a very important thing, that before you go through the treatments, to have a conversation and say, we realize that this is a path that we want to take together, And it's really important to have each other's support. If one person is not supportive of the other, it makes it even more like double, triple, you know, because who more do you rely on for support than your spouse? You know, there's very intimate relations that you have with a spouse. And so it's very important that the support be there. And if you're finding difficulty in getting the support from your spouse, or vice versa, the spouse is not getting support from you, but if you recognize that, then a good person to speak to is a psychologist. Again, you know, being able to remove yourself from the situation of the fertility practice, maybe remove yourself from your family situation, you know, extended family and things, and just speak to a third party about the issues that you're dealing with. These issues are going to come up. You know, these issues are going to be something that you'll deal with. If it's not in the beginning of the fertility treatment, it might be during or towards the end. And so it's important to recognize that there is a problem and see someone soon about it so that they can help you work through the issues. And that's all it is. It's working through the issues together and working, through the support and getting support from your spouse and from the psychologist of, okay, this is how we're going to deal with this situation.
So in the last few minutes, just to wrap it up for us, with your best advice on stress and fertility and the role they may play.
My best advice would be, again, just try to keep an open conversation with as much support as you can and as many people as you can during the process. It will make it a lot easier for you. And it's not, you know, it makes it more difficult when your emotions and everything are tied, you know, kind of tied down inside yourself and you're not expressing them to anyone. And the other part of the advice that I would give is definitely tap into the resource of your fertility practice. I mean, the nurses and the physicians and the staff that's there is there to help you. So anything that you need, speak to them. You know, if you don't feel open enough to speak to your family and your spouse about certain things, talk to the fertility practice. The nurses, the physicians, you know, everyone in the practice more than willing to speak to you and give you some guidance on what you can do or how you can do it, or even just to cry on their shoulder. That's what we're here for. You know, sometimes you need that. You need a good cry. Just get it out, and it makes you feel better. So, that would be my advice is to, and I tell my patients this all the time as well, like anything you need, we're here. This is what we do. We do this day in and day out, and this is why we love what we do, because we want to be able to help patients in this situation.
Thank you so much, Hina, for being with us today. You're listening to Fertility Talk with the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey. And for more information, you can go to fertilitynj.com. That's fertilitynj.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.